From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A delicate ceasefire remains in effect in Syria for a second day, in spite of repeated claims of breaches from both sides. Russia blames Turkey for 9 violations, while Syrian state media claim terrorist groups fired mortars from inside Turkey to Latakia province. A senior Saudi Arabian official, in turn, alleged Syrian and Russian forces committed ceasefire violations in Syria. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
Let us be real. It is going to be extremely challenging, especially at the outset, to make this work. In a world of horrific crises, arguably no crisis has done more to threaten international peace and security or has inflicted as much human suffering as the conflict in Syria. We are all now broken records here in this council about the fact that this crisis cannot be resolved through force alone, that it will require a political solution.
The ceasefire was brokered by the U.S. and Russia at the United Nations and does not apply to terror groups, the Islamic State or Al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front. Reformists appear to be making big gains at Iran's ballot boxes this weekend, with early partial results today indicating reformists who favor engagement with the West winning all 30 parliamentary seats in Tehran, and hardliners losing considerable ground in the legislature. Iran's official media on Saturday quoted President Hassan Rouhani as saying the election has given the government more credibility and clout. Final results are expected on Monday. Cameroon's military has freed several hundred hostages and killed about 100 Boko Haram militants in a joint operation with Nigerian troops. This comes as U.S. envoys confer with Nigerian military officials about possible U.S. deployment to the region. This is VOA News. The